It's Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A recall for mislabeled allergens in a Nielsen's beef burger product. Governor Tony Evers signs a bill expanding the state's child care tax credit. Hundreds of pages of documents have been released from the fake Elector lawsuit settlement, and the spring wildfire season is early. Good afternoon. I'm News Editor Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Nielsen's Market in Clear Lake has issued a voluntary recall for their bacon cheddar beef burgers, which were misbranded. The product contains two allergens that were not included on the label, hydrolyzed soy protein and anchovies. No illnesses have been reported. The product was sold at stores in Burnett, Pierce, Polk, St. Croix, and Washburn counties on or before February 27th. Anyone with questions on the alert can contact Nielsen's at 715-263-2513. Some help for Wisconsin parents paying for child care. Governor Tony Evers on Monday signed into law an expansion of the tax credit available to filers with children and dependents.
These changes will give parents some breathing room in their household budgets, helping folks to remain in our state's workforce.
The Democratic governor said that's great as far as it goes, but that more needs to happen.
We do need to have something that goes directly to the providers. Simple as that.
The bill Evers signed expands the state child care tax credit to 100% of the claimant's federal child care tax credit. Currently, filers can claim only 50% of the federal credit on state taxes. The amount of maximum eligible expenses under the state credit would grow from $3,000 to $10,000 for one qualifying dependent and from $6,000 to $20,000 for two or more dependents. According to an estimate from the governor's office, the average benefit will be over $656 per filer. The child care industry is struggling, even as the average cost now exceeds that of tuition at UW-Madison. The more than 1,400 pages of emails, text messages, and other documents released Monday reveal the details of a strategy by Republican operatives tied to then-President Donald Trump to overturn Joe Biden's 2020 victory in Wisconsin. The documents provide a deeper look into how the strategy played out in other battleground states. For one, the documents show the origins of the strategy in Wisconsin and the role of Jim Troupas, Trump's attorney in Wisconsin and a former judge. They also illustrate how he worked with Trump attorney Kenneth Chesbrough in orchestrating the scheme. Wisconsin taxpayers are on the hook for Michael Gableman's legal fees. Those costs stem from Gableman's review of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin and subsequent lawsuits. A review by WisPolitics shows that legal fees to defend the former state Supreme Court justice before the Office of Lawyer Regulation, along with a settlement the state assembly reached last month, have pushed taxpayers' exposure to nearly $2.7 million. Gableman is alleged to have violated professional standards for Wisconsin attorneys. Gableman was hired by Assembly Republicans as special counsel to investigate the election, which Joe Biden won by 20,000 votes. The 14-month effort failed to find anything that would have altered that outcome. Wisconsin's wildfire season is off to an early start. Bob Haig tells us more.
We'll remind you again, the lack of snowfall across the state means conditions are primed for fires. Already this year, the Department of Natural Resources has responded to 138 wildfires burning nearly 300 acres. The 10-year average is 4 fires for 2 acres. The agency anticipates a long fire season ahead. You can view updated maps showing fire danger and burning restrictions on the DNR website. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.